So we've been going through this Gaval Torah, and this Gaval Torah really started off with talking about elevating the Malchus and elevating a speech, which is the Malchus, and the clothes, which are connected to the Malchus. Speech, action, etc. It's speaking directly, a person who's actually speaking and not barking and not making just noise and chatter, but really a connection to your brain. And then from elevating from this conversation of elevating the Malchus and not deteriorating the Malchus through Pgam HaBris or Pgam HaDibur, Pgam HaMachshava, we spoke about Tikkun HaKlali. And Tikkun HaKlali, not only on the way of fixing me in a Klali way, which is something that Rabbi Nachman was noting, that, you know, sometimes there's certain things that you can only fix on a global scale, things that you can't fix, pinpoint momentarily. You have to fix them on a greater level. You just can't fix math and help and expect that all the whole education system will be better. You have to fix a whole education system and math within it, etc. But then we're talking about Tikkun HaKlali. We're talking about this idea that a Tikkun HaKlali is not only speech but action, right? Tzedakah, maso matan be'emuna, and fixing this actually elevates your brain and elevates your brain to a higher level. Elevates your brain to a place where your brain is actually whitened, right? Libun is not only whitened for things to be clear, but rather on many different levels allows you to do so many things. So at the end of the day, you see, this Torah is part of a great segment of Torahs that are connected to the dialogue between the great wise men of Athens and the Jewish values, and they're speaking about mind being something that is controlling the man, and we believe that a man is in control of his brain, control of his thoughts, and therefore we can elevate those thoughts and elevate man's ideas, and therefore even if a person had bad thoughts and consequently, you know, deteriorated his brain, you can elevate that. You can fix that. That is through Tikkun HaKlali. That is through Dibur and Maise. Can elevate Machshava. And therefore, we're talking about Tikkun HaKlali on a level that also can fix all, can fix everything. And when Rabbi Nachman is telling us that a person who does Tikkun HaKlali elevates his brain, elevates his thoughts, elevates his consciousness, this is a very profound idea, a very important idea. But in general, the takeaway that Rabbi Nachman has for us right now is that not only are we talking about elevating the brain, we're talking about whitening the brain and the idea of washing away anything. The white brain is a brain that can start again. Now, we know that their brain has facets to it. And Rabbi Nachman in his Torah contrasts white and red a lot. And Chazal contrasts white and red a lot. And the Navi contrasts that. But when we're talking about the person who's deteriorating the brain in the Malchus, he's also adding blood and Dam Nita. And we spoke about the fact that is, you know, the missed opportunity of potential. And Rabbi Nachman says here that not only, even though a woman who doesn't have a period, a fixed period, even though wine is not good for her, but a wine that a tzaddik looked at, we'll change that, right? And we'll get to that in a second. And also the hair, right? The hair of the tzaddik and the person who's old and really acquired wisdom and is more of a less of an egocentric person and more of a greater person. His hair also turns white, right? And that hair turns white, and that hair is the connection. But what does this mean that a tzaddik looks at this wine? So we know today, based on quantum physics, everything's observed, right? If you observe something, then you're gonna by default change it, change the way the outcome of it, right? Everything is in the observer. There's nothing that is really objective. Everything has some sort of subjectivity to it. And when a tzaddik is able, the tzaddik has a fixed mind. And the mind is Tikkun HaKlali, and his mind is of Shemiras HaBris, and the mind is of fixing the Malchus, and the mind is of the Klal, is of the greater good, and not about me, and not about taking, and about giving, etc., then he actually can fix the wine. Because we spoke about the wine before, that the wine eludes the brain, right? Or gets rid of the brain. And if you're not fixed, then you're just going to be an animal. And if you are fixed, then you get rid of your brain, and you just have full, you're fully hearted, and you're on the level of a soul, right? And a true tzaddik who's always can look at that wine only from that place, only from the place of getting rid of my brain and taking my heart to God, and not ever from getting rid of my brain and taking and allowing my stomach and sexual organs to prevail over my heart, then he's able to fix that, fix the blood and turn it, and consequently the mind is so powerful. But the mind is powerful only in a way where it has the right tools and the right structure, right? So you can have the greatest king or the greatest prime minister, but if he has the wrong system, then it doesn't help, right? That's why all the right people don't want to be the leaders, because the system is flawed, and the system can't can allow them to be the great that they are. And that's why, you know, sadly, the people that want to be in charge, the people that we shouldn't want them to be in charge, etc. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us this Torah is phenomenal. Is first of all that we have a tremendous powerful brain, but not only do we have a tremendous powerful brain, we can't allow that to run loose. We have to allow that to really be perfected in many ways. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us here in this Torah that part of our avuda of fixing the malchus is tikkun haklali. Right, is fixing things on a klal level, on a general level, and not on a small level. And therefore, we as people that are trying to really live in the way and go in the derech of the tzaddikim, and you know, and connect to God, then at the end of the day, we have to do the avodas of the tikkun haklali in order to elevate our minds, so our minds can really be on the level of the right level, the white level, right? And therefore our speech will be speech, our action will be action, we elevate the malchus, our clothes will be clothes, our hair will be hair. All these things that are extensions of my mind are all happening at the same time when I'm able to really have my brain in the right place. But if I let my brain run loose, which is what, you know, the philosophers of Greece want to do, then of course there is no cause and effect. And therefore in this Torah the most important thing is to really understand that we have to be part of the klal. And Rabbi Nachman is really here not giving us many eitzes besides tikkun haklali, but he's really framing for us the conversation so we can have it, Bezrat Hashem.